From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. In South Los Angeles, Miramonte Elementary is closed to students today. The school, the district, and the community are dealing with a still unfolding scandal. Two teachers are in jail, accused of sexual abuse and lewd acts involving their students. And some major changes are coming to the school, as NPR's Karen Grisby Bates reports.
Miramonte reopens on Thursday, and the brightly painted building will look the same. But, says Superintendent John Dacey, students will be greeted by an entirely new faculty and administration.
And we're talking, in this case, the entirety of the staff. That would be custodian to secretary to teacher to administrator.
Drastic measures because of the scandal. The school is located in Florence Firestone, an often overlooked part of unincorporated Los Angeles, far away from the affluence of neighborhoods like West L.A. or Beverly Hills. Miramonte's population is almost 100% Latino. Raymond Canal grew up in this neighborhood. At a recent protest, he says demographics may have everything to do with why nobody's paid attention to Miramonte until now.
Where's Gloria Allwright at? They touch a white lady's booty in somebody's political office, and Gloria Allwright is there already. We got over 30 kids probably got molested and all that in here, and we're not doing nothing about it. Nothing.
In fact, civil rights lawyer Gloria Allwright might not yet be on the case, but lawsuits have been filed. Lawyer Luis Carrillo says the turmoil at Miramonte is the result of a school system that kept no running record of complaints that had been lodged against 61-year-old John Burnt and 49-year-old Martin Bernard Singer over the years.
Year after year, parents were complaining, but the school district failed to monitor the classroom of these teachers, failed to monitor these teachers, and failed to properly supervise the children to protect them from abusive teachers.
Although there were no recorded complaints against John Burnt, there had been warning signs. The LA Times reports a former student saying she and two friends complained to their counselor about Burnt's lascivious behavior in the classroom, but they were told to stop making things up. The Times also said a father complained in 2008 that Burnt had taken inappropriate photos of his daughter. Carrillo believes these reports won't be the only ones to surface.
As a result of all these failures, we have all these tragedies. And I predict that we're just looking at the tip of the iceberg.
At a press conference yesterday evening, Superintendent John Dacey faced an auditorium of angry Miramonte families. Pale and obviously shaken, Dacey told them they were right to be furious.
I'm a dad and a teacher, and I can't imagine anything more horrible than the trust that was violated of the students. I tried to think about what I would say to my own child, and you struggle for words.
And he said, two bad teachers shouldn't taint all the extraordinary ones he's met at Miramonte.
I've also walked the campus and seen astonishing teaching and caring and work inside that school. Amazing work.
But, Dacey said, some hard steps will have to be taken to restore trust, including relocating all previous adults to an unoccupied school. They'll be placed on paid administrative leave until the end of the school year. And, like their students, Miramonte faculty and administrators will also receive psychological counseling as the scandal is sorted out. It's a lot of change to restore trust, but parents are already asking, is it enough? Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.